We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, chatting here today with Julie Keenan, chair of the Holiday Home Tour Board here with the McCain Auditorium, and Amanda Purdom and Linda Cook, chief of staff at Kansas State University. We're getting ready for the McCain Holiday Home Tour happening this Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Four homes on the tour. We've talked about a couple of them, and Julie has some information on a couple of the others.
Okay. Well, one thing I think is great about this tour is we have a wide variety of homes. So the next home that we have is Pat and Paula Caffey's home, and they are well known for their exterior decorations. They are often featured in the Manhattan Mercury. They have, like, displays in their windows with, like, Santa dolls and anyway. So now we're going to let people go inside and see what they've done. It's a home that was built in the 50s, and Pat and Paula have just made it such a home, and they have all sorts of antiques and estate sale finds and do-it-yourself stuff. Paula's very crafty. And in their basement, they even have like a 50s-style diner and just a lot of neat things. And then the other home that we have is Sunset Cottage, and that is actually a home you can rent, a vacation home. And that was renovated completely in 2018 by Kale and Becky Kassmeyer with Capstone 3D. They have the Prairie Wood, all those homes. So anyway, it is stunning. It's a 1930s English Tudor revival, and it has so many cool things from like the original casement windows that the had been imported from England. It is perfection. Everything, you're just going to want to move in. I've been trying to think of an excuse to rent it myself for the night. And they're going to have a lot of fresh greenery that they have picked from there out in the prairie. And they have a lot of local art. And we're going to have the artist on hand to talk about her art. And it's darling. I can't wait for everyone to see it.
Yeah, I see the photo here online. And it is gorgeous. And it had a great backdrop where with the sunset, it looks like going down as well. And this home tour here, let's talk a little bit about kind of what it benefits here and how people can get their tickets for this.
Okay. Well, what the money raised goes for is the educational outreach programs at McCain. Everyone is pretty familiar with the performance series. What they may not know is that we at McCain buses in kids from all over the region, not just Manhattan, to some free matinees during the day. We just had one. It was the circus show, and I showed up to help work the doors and see all the kids come in, and just to see the excitement and to know that a lot of these kids have never seen a live performance before, and it's so important for kids to see that and to think, I could do that. I could be on the stage. And in January, February each year, Todd Holmberg also brings in a show that is related to the civil rights movement, and there's always a great message with it. And again, we usually do two showings of that. And there's a few other programs he does. He just did the Diavolo Dance Theater that they came in, and that was working with the veterans here. And we had Black Violin last year, and that dealt with some diversity issues, and they were fantastic. And next season, he's going to bring in a collaboration entitled It Gets Better. So it's really working to bring a lot of good messages to the Manhattan and the whole region.
Yeah. Well, just the wide variety of stuff that comes out to McCain, we always hear about it. And it's nice to have that in a community like this, and just constantly all kinds of different art and comedy and music. And it really kind of just inspires everybody, I think. And this home tour is another way you can support that. As far as tickets go, pretty reasonable, I think, for as far as price goes. Where do you get your tickets at?
Okay, so you can pick up tickets in advance for $20. Either we have three home stores in town that are selling them for us. One is Winged Lion and Gatherings. They are both downtown. And then 1419 Mercantile. It's over on the west side by the Car Museum. And also the Alms Group office in Aggieville and the McCain box office. And they are only open noon to 4 p.m. And then you can purchase them for $25 at the door of any home on Sunday. And I also wanted to thank our sponsors who really make this possible. You know, if we have bad weather, this we maybe don't get a great turnout. When we have sponsors, we know that we are still going to end up with some funding for these shows. And this year, we really want to thank Fox Homes Innovation and Architect One and Carl and Mary Ice.
All right. Definitely a lot of fun here coming up this Sunday. And I had some of the students out here from, or not students, but director of student sorority and fraternity life here. They're going to do some home tours for the sorority houses there. And so I thought that was kind of a neat addition to this as well. So you can go check these out and then afterward go check that as well.
You can go decorate your own home.
Yeah.
You can get some ideas if you don't have the decorating done. There's a lot of great ideas. And I would also like to just add for McCain, it really is a treasure to have the performance series here in Manhattan through McCain. We bring in an audience that comes from all over Kansas and even out of state. We have a lot of alumni that come back and our ticket season ticket holders for McCain. It's not just athletics, but McCain brings a lot of the culture and the art, performing arts that have been somewhat reduced in the school. So this is definitely a way to bring that back for students. And then for our patrons that love the performing arts and maybe don't want to drive to Kansas City or Wichita or Chicago.
Well, Julie, I might just ask you here a little bit. You're the chair of the home tour. How long have you been a part of this, and how's it changed over that time period?
Well, I've been on the committee for 3 years now, and I also got on the McCain board after helping the first year. Rita Keating had pulled me on to do publicity. And then the next year, I was rewarded with being the chair and forming the committee, and say we have done a really good job of pulling in a lot of new volunteers, people who've maybe never done anything before, but I've noticed them at McCain shows, and I've kind of pulled them in, especially since their children usually come to the shows, to the matinees, and they know how much their kids love it. So we've had a little bit of a turnover there. But I originally got involved with the McCain because we love the how convenient and easy it is to come to these shows. My husband works from home. We can live anywhere in the country. We chose to stay here, and McCain was a big part of that. Just the opportunities Manhattan has are unbelievable. You know, not just the sports, but the arts and just a great community in general. And with this home tour, it's so much fun in to get out and be in the community. And everyone's always in a good mood. And, you know, one of the reasons we do this is just to build community.
Yeah. And it's something probably a lot of folks look forward to each year, kind of a tradition. Hey, the home tour is coming up. Now I can get inspired. Maybe if it's not too late, go ahead and get some decoration ideas here for this holiday season, or maybe the one after that. Do you get a good crowd usually each year for this?
Yes. It is somewhat weather dependent, as I mentioned, but this year it's going to be a high of 57 and sunny. Mm-hmm. We are super excited. We are hoping to break 1,000. I mean, we have just amazing homes on the tour, and we expect a great turnout and get a great funding boost for these programs.
And for those who come out on this tour, you don't have to go a specific way. It's pretty, it sounds like it's pretty casual. You can
right.
go one house, then the next.
Yes. Yep. You can go to a couple houses, go to lunch, come back, hit the other two, however you want to do it.
Fantastic. So 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Sunday is the McCain Holiday Home Tour. Anything else we should know, the people should know before coming out here? Maybe parking, I could maybe be a little challenged some places.
Yes. We did put on the ticket where you can park, but if you're buying your ticket at the door, you won't know. Okay, so if you start at Amanda Purdom's house, you get to park in the high school parking lot. We did arrange that. That is official. And if you start at the president's home, there is you can park at the Beach Museum or the Business Administration Building parking lots, and we will have signage up to hopefully direct you and make it pretty obvious where you can go. There is street parking for Sunset Cottage and the Caffey Home. And if you can do drop-offs, I will say that, also at the President's residence. If you're with someone who maybe can't walk as far, you can just there's a loop. You can come and get dropped off.
All right. Sounds good. Well, the McCain Holiday Home Tour has, again, four homes here. And I'm guessing here, again, me being new here, not the same four homes every year. You pick different homes, right?
Right. Yes. And we pick those years in advance. So some people volunteer, some people we twist their arm. And we are going to try and limit it to four. We have, in the past, they've done up to seven or eight, and it really was a lot of work. And then people weren't able to fit it all in. So we decided, let's just focus on doing four homes and doing them well. And it seems to be getting a good response. I say we do require a lot of volunteers. We have over 100 volunteers this year who will be docents in the home where they will help guide you through. And then we've just had I've had about 20 people on my committee. And then we enlist the Friends of McCain board members to come and work at the front door. The parking people.
It's a well-orchestrated event that Julie's being modest, but has spent months and months getting all the details. So it's just a well-organized machine that is effortless. If you're a guest going through the home, it's just very, very planned out.
But there's a long history, and I've gotten many notebooks. People set up, previous chairs have set up quite a system, and I just follow along.
I bet it's interesting to hear the feedback from the guests who come out and just kind of see what they really liked, maybe what they were inspired by. Are you looking forward to hearing that, Amanda?
I am. Yeah, I think that I think there's a lot of architectural details in some of the homes that are on the tour this year, just because they're in town city center homes, and so I think there's a lot of neat features that you wouldn't necessarily see in a new construction home. So I'm excited about that. There's just a little bit of history, I guess, on the tour this year. So not only that, I'd love to see what people talk about the staircases or the mantles that are maybe different than a newer home, but then the decorations that go along with that. So I think it's a nice compliment.
Yeah, absolutely. The artwork is going to be just spectacular because each of these homes looks beautiful from the pictures I can see here, and the architecture is just fantastic. So that'll be one aspect. You mentioned the decor, of course, as well. Linda, anything else we should know here for the tour this weekend?
Well, it'll certainly be a chance to come in and see the president's residence. As I mentioned before, we don't have it open to the public very often. So this will be a chance you get to tour the entire house, not just the rooms that are decorated. All of them are decorated, but several of the rooms have far more decorations for the holidays. But it's a chance to see the entire house, and you can kind of see where additions were made and the renovations were made to the home, but just the history of the 14 presidents. And again, the house was built in 1923, so there were a few years in there. People go, well, where did the presidents live before then? And there were other houses that are no longer in existence today where the first few presidents lived. But it's a lot of history about the university and the home that'll be very interesting for people. And it'll be fun to hear what their takeaway is from the house. What's the favorite thing? I'm guessing that gingerbread house will get a lot of comments.
So will President Myers be on hand on Sunday there, too?
He might be for a few minutes.
Okay. Hopefully in an ugly K-State purple sweater, you know?
Yes.
And that'd be great. Holiday themed, of course.
Yes.
McCain Holiday Home Tour, again, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Sunday. Check it out. Julie Keenan, Linda Cook, Amanda Purdom, our guests here today. And if you missed any of this interview, we'll have it on our website later, newsradiokman.com. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
That'll do it here for In Focus today. Be sure to join us tomorrow. We'll have NBAF officials on tomorrow, as well as Perry Wiggins.
All right. Thank you very much, Brandon. Good work this morning, and good luck with the homes tour this weekend. Moving up on 10 a.m., CBS News will be followed by the Clark Howard Show, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and the game this afternoon. Mason Voth asking a big question. We'll have details.